Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Running Lean by Ash Moria is an entrepreneurship and product strategy guide that adapts lean startup and customer development ideas into a highly practical system for early stage teams. Its central purpose is to help founders move from an initial idea to a business model that works by testing assumptions before investing heavily in building a full product. Moria argues that many startups fail because they execute well on the wrong plan, building something customers do not actually want or will not pay for. To address this, the book introduces the Lean Canvas, a one-page business modeling template designed for speed, clarity, and iteration. From there, it outlines a repeatable workflow for identifying the riskiest hypotheses, interviewing customers, validating problems and solutions, and using minimum viable products to learn quickly. Written for entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs, the book emphasizes evidence over opinions and structured experimentation over guesswork with the goal of reaching product market fit before running out of time or money. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lean Canvas as a fast, testable business model snapshot. A signature contribution of Running Lean is the Lean Canvas, Moria's one-page alternative to traditional business plans. Rather than producing a long document that quickly becomes outdated, the Lean Canvas captures the core hypotheses of a startup in a format meant to be revised frequently. It highlights the key elements a young venture must clarify early, including the customer segments, the problem, the proposed solution, channels, revenue streams, cost structure, key metrics, and unfair advantage. The value is not in completing the canvas once, but in treating each box as an assumption that must be tested. This framing encourages founders to separate what they know from what they believe, and to focus on the most uncertain parts of the model first. The canvas also becomes a communication tool that aligns a team around a shared understanding of the plan and makes trade-offs visible. By compressing strategy into a single page, Moria makes iteration feasible, helping teams update the model as learning accumulates from real customer interactions and market feedback. Secondly, start with the riskiest assumptions and validate the problem. Running Lean pushes founders to confront risk directly by prioritizing which assumptions could kill the business if wrong, instead of jumping to product features. Moria emphasizes starting with problem validation, confirming that a specific group of people experiences a painful, frequent issue and cares enough to seek solutions. This step reduces the common failure mode of building a solution in search of a real market. The book encourages structured customer conversations that aim to uncover current behavior, existing alternatives, and the real costs of the problem. Rather than collecting polite encouragement, the goal is evidence that the problem is worth solving and that the targeted customers are reachable. And that Moria frames validation as an ongoing process of reducing uncertainty, not a one-time checklist. By treating learning as the primary output early on, teams can avoid false confidence that comes from internal opinions, and they can refine the target segment and problem statement until it is specific, consistent, and grounded in what customers actually do. Thirdly, designing customer interviews that produce actionable learning. A recurring theme in Running Lean is that feedback quality depends on how you ask for it. Moria recommends customer interviews that focus on discovering facts and behaviors instead of pitching and seeking approval. When founders present a polished vision too early, they risk biasing the conversation and hearing what they want to hear. The book's approach is to use interviews to test hypotheses embedded in the Lean Canvas, such as who the customer really is, what triggers the problem, what alternatives are used today, and what constraints shape purchasing decisions. Interviewing is framed as an experiment to find what you need to learn, run conversations, and then update the model based on patterns rather than anecdotes. The method encourages founders to listen for intensity, frequency, and willingness to pay, because these factors predict whether a market can support a business. By improving the discipline of customer discovery, the book helps teams replace guesswork with validated learning and prevent expensive product decisions built on weak signals. Fourthly, minimum viable products and solution validation without overbuilding, after clarifying that a meaningful problem exists. Running Lean turns to solution validation, demonstrating that customers will engage with or pay for a proposed solution. Moria stresses the minimum viable product as a learning vehicle, not a miniature version of the final product. The emphasis is on building the smallest artifact that can test a critical assumption, which might be a landing page, a concierge-style manual service, a prototype, or an early functional product, depending on context. This approach helps teams avoid long build cycles that produce sophisticated software but little market insight. The book links MVP choices back to the riskiest hypotheses, encouraging founders to select experiments that maximize learning while minimizing time and cost. Solution validation also includes refining value propositions and confirming that the solution actually addresses the most important customer pain. By treating product development as a sequence of experiments, teams can converge on a better offer, reduce waste, and increase the chance of finding a repeatable path to customer adoption. Lastly, iteration, pivot decisions, and the search for product market fit. Running lean frames startup progress as a series of iterations that move an idea from plan A to a model that works. Moria emphasizes that persistence alone is not a strategy. Teams must decide whether to pivot or persevere based on what they learn. Iteration is guided by measurable signals, such as customer behavior and conversion through channels, rather than internal milestones like shipping features. The Lean Canvas supports this by making changes explicit, allowing founders to see which assumptions have been validated and which remain uncertain. Product market fit is treated as an outcome of repeatedly aligning problem, customer, and solution, while also establishing workable channels and a sustainable revenue model. The book also reminds readers that investors and markets reward business models that work, not merely products that function, which keeps attention on the full system of value creation and capture. This disciplined loop of hypothesize, test, learn, and revise helps teams increase their odds of success before resources run out. In conclusion, running lean is best suited for early-stage founders, product managers, and entrepreneurs who need a structured way to de-risk new ideas. Readers who feel overwhelmed by vague advice to be lean will benefit from Moria's concrete workflow document assumptions. Test the riskiest ones first, talk to customers with intent, and build only what is needed to learn. The practical payoff is speed with rigor. Instead of spending months building a product and then discovering weak demand, teams learn to validate a problem, sharpen a value proposition, and confirm willingness to pay earlier in the journey. Intellectually, the book strengthens strategic thinking by treating a startup as a set of hypotheses inside a business model, not a single product to perfect. What makes it stand out in the lean startup category is its operational focus and its Lean Canvas tool, which compresses planning and learning into a simple format that teams can revisit weekly. Compared with broader, principle-driven startup books, running lean functions more like a field manual, helping readers translate lean ideas into repeatable habits that increase the likelihood of reaching product market fit. If you would like to support Ash Moria, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.